Hello, how are you doing, Miss Nassim? Thank you so much. Great topic. I've listened to it completely, and that was great. And of course, I read several of the quote that you shared with us. Of course, from Imam Ja'far Sadiq. So that was great. I really, really enjoyed it. And that's right. Life is about appreciating the things that we have achieved. If we don't appreciate the things that we have and don't be thankful for the things that we have achieved, we will suffer, as the title you said, because it's a psychological thing that we have to take it into consideration. Because when we are not enough thankful, when we don't appreciate the things that we have, we won't improve. We will become greedy. We will destroy our lives. So that's the truth, and we have to face it. We have to understand it, as you said. So yes, that's right. We have to be thankful, and as you said, this is the truth. And of course, even if someone is not religious, that person must be thankful for the things that he has achieved, from the past up until that time. For example, if someone is studying English about maybe 5 or 6 months, he has learned a lot. But if he don't appreciate the things that he or she has learned, that person won't see the progress, and as a result of that, that person won't make progress, because that person think that, okay, it's the time to give up, it's the time to forget about working hard. And as a result of that, that person will give up and submit to the situation, and it will suffer. That person will suffer, and that's the real thing. So as you mentioned, thank you so much. A great spiritual topic. I love this kind of topic. So keep going and talk about these kind of stuff if you have. I'm not a fanatic about religions. I don't usually read religious books. So I think that you can help the guys like me to listen to your voice, and of course enjoy the great voice of yours. Very soft and relaxing voice, and of course, a great topic that you usually talk, and that can help us to understand these spiritual things, and we can understand our spirit too. It's not about just the religion; it's more about just spirit, in my opinion. So if we don't get it, if we don't if you if we don't give respect give enough respect to religions in total, I'm not talking about Islam, I'm talking about all the religions in the world, because there's a philosophy in one of them, in each of them. So if we get the philosophy, we will be able to improve our spirit, and as a result of that, we will achieve lots of things beyond just seeing, beyond our awareness. Because lots of great people, usually I listen to Eliot Hulse, as you know. He talked about he talks about these kind of things. He talks about the spirit, because life is about the spirit. We have to feed our spirit, and these are the things we have to understand to feed it enough. Yes, thank Being thankful, being appreciative, or sometimes we have to pray, talk to someone for these kind of stuff, and who's better than God, right? So you're right. Thank you so much, and I really enjoyed it. Keep going. See ya.